Yesterday we finished Simen Kuf Chav Ches and Sias Kapayim, but we didn't do the last line justice, so we're going to go through the last line. I mean, we didn't do a good job on the last line, we're going to do it again. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do all of, I hope, Rashaim Kuf Chav Tes. So the end of Kuf Chav Ches was the mitzvah of Vikidashta. Vikidashta means a mitzvah to give kavod to the Kohen. Right? He gets the first piece of schnitzel in the lunchroom, gets the first aliyah, gets to lead the benching. Okay. So, aside from that, the Yerushalmi and Bracha says that you're not allowed to use a Kohen, have a Kohen work for you, do stuff for you. Even nowadays, it's like being Moel Behektish. It's like stealing from Hektish. Like, the Kohen himself is Hektish, just like you can't use Kalim for the base of Mikdash, you can't use the Kohen. Can't have the Kohen, you know, like the case he gave last night when my neighbor across the hall was a Kohen and I wanted him to finish off my haircut. You can't use a Kohen to finish off your haircut, that's why you have to have big boys to do it for you. Now, the source is actually a pasuk in Ezra, where basically it compares Ezra, very good. It says the Kohanim are Kodesh Hashem and the Kalim are Kodesh Hashem. There's a comparison over there between the Kalim and the Kohanim. So just like the Kalim that are Kodesh, if you use them when you're not allowed to, it's a type of Mi'ilah. So to the Kohanim, if you use them for your own purpose, it's a type of Mi'ilah. So that's what the Ramah brings down. Also the Ishtam, end of Kuf Chav Ches, also the Ishtamish B'Kohen Afilu B'Zman Hazeh, you're not allowed to use the Kohen even nowadays. Da'avi Kemoa B'Hektish, it's like stealing from Hektish. Imlo Mocha Lakach, if he's not Mocha. So according to the Ramah, he's allowed to be mocha. The Gro over here points out, it's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says he can't be mocha. The Pasuk is a Vikidash though, and I assume it's some sort of drasha. I don't know where it is. It's a what?
Sifra.
The Medrash says, I feel about Al-Karcho. Even if he's not, he doesn't care. No. Vikidash though. Okay. Now it's a very long, exciting Taz. The Taz says that there was a Kohen who would wash Rabbeinu Tam's hands. So one of the Talmidim said, if you use the Kohanim, it's Mi'ilah, so how can you let the Kohen wash your hands? And Rabbeinu Tam answered, not Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh's okay, it's only when they have the Big Day Kahuna on them. When they have the Big Day Kahuna, then you're not allowed to use them. But nowadays no Big Day Kahuna, so you're allowed to use them. So if that's the case, then there should be no kedusha at all. Don't do any. There's no kedushah at all. You don't have to be mechabed them in any way, shape, or form. And Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. And then there was a Rabbi Peter, and Rabbi Peter said there is kedusha, but they're allowed to be mocha. That's what Rabbi Peter says. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no kedusha, but it's very hard to understand. So the Aruch HaShulchan over here fills in the missing gaps in the Taz. And he says like this. There's two types of Kedusha's Kohen. There's the Kohen with the Big Day Kahuna. He's not allowed to be mocha on his covered when he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna. But if he's not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash and there was Big Day Kahuna, and certainly nowadays where there's no Big Day Kahuna, so if there's no Big Day Kahuna, there's still a mitzvah Vikidashta. But what Rabbeinu Tam meant is no kedusha. It means there's no kedusha that he can't be mocha. Meaning he can be mocha. And then when Rabbeinu Tam was quiet and he didn't answer the question, the answer is very simple. The kohen can be mocha, and it's a big schus to wash the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam to go to Lador. You have the opportunity to wash Rav Shteinman's hands. You jump. That's your job. You tell everybody. You put the picture in the newspaper, and you tell all your friends, "I wash Rav Shteinman's hands." So why did Rabbeinu Tam give that answer? Because Rabbeinu Tam was an anav. He was a humble person. What's he supposed to say? I'm the God of the door. It's a big schus to wash my hands. So from Midas HaAnav, Rabbeinu Tam just, he didn't answer the question. He was quiet. But when he said that Bezman HaZeh, there's no Kedusha, what he meant was, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no Kedusha that's lo nitan l'mechila. But there is Kedusha, but he can be mochel on his covenant. And that was, in the end, what Rabbi Peter explained to us is Kavanas Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Taz asked this kasha for the Medrash Vikidash, though even Baal Korcho. And the Taz gives an answer, and the Taz, this we saw this as the Mishnah Berurah, but we did it very quickly. He says like this, the Taz holds that the Kohen is not allowed to be mocha on his kavod unless he gains something from it. That's why my neighbor across the hall said, I can't finish off the haircut unless you're going to pay me. Okay? But I can't take money from you, so I'm a male, I can't finish your haircut, so you're going to walk around looking all funny until your son Eliyahu is old enough to do it for you. So it's like this: the Taz holds that you can only be mocha. A kohen can only be mocha in his kavod if he's gaining something from it. If he's not gaining something from it, then he's not allowed to. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah brought this down in Sifkat and Kuf Ayin and Hey. First, he says like this: about imochal mutter shekavod kuna nitzam hem rak lahana asam. A kohen is allowed to be mocha on his kavod. Period. That's the Ikar opinion. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan holds. Not like this Taz. The Taz says he can't. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say. V'yesh Misha Omer, the Taz holds. No, you're not allowed to be mocha on your kavod unless you're going to benefit. You can't finish off your neighbor's haircut unless he's going to pay you for it. That is Shitas HaTaz. And then the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is... Meaning, he can say you don't have to give me kavod, but finishing off your haircut is not just not giving him kavod. It's kind of shimush inyan shel bizayonu, and therefore tov lahachmir lechatchila like the Taz.
What about a kohen on the kohen?
What?
Kohen serving a kohen.
Oh, very good. So the Bir Halacha asked that kasha. The Imran also the shnamish b'kohen, b'kohen, efshe shemutter. I mean, does each kohen have to be mechabit the other kohen? He can't give his finish off his friends. If I was a kohen, can my neighbor finish off my haircut or not? So that is a discussion. Now, there also seems to be a stira in the Magen Avraham. Because on the one hand, the pasuk v'kidashta says you have to be mechabit the kohen, ki es lechem Hashem lekechu makriv, something like that. He's makriv. So what if the kohen is not makriv? What if he's a kohen bal mum? So the Magen Avraham says, so first of all, the Magen Avraham holds that this din kidashto is a din daraisa. It's in Siman Reish Aleph, which talks about leading the benching, and we'll get to it when we get there. Let's go backwards. Kohen Katan. The kid's a Katan. So even if it was a Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't be able to serve the Beis HaMikdash because he's not Bar Mitzvah. So Magen Avraham says there's no Divi Kiddash though because he's not a Bar Avoda. The Ksav Sofer says it's still Kedai L'Hachmir. It's a Chshash Daraisa. It's still a Machlokas even though the Magen Avraham is Meiko by Kohen Katan. Don't have the little Kohen, you know, cleaning up your Gina for you. But I guess if you give him an Artik, it would be okay. Okay, lechatchila kohen should not go into the cleaning up. He shouldn't be a sanit. He shouldn't be the garbage man. Lechatchila, he can do it because he's gaining from it. It's parnasa, but it'd be better if he would find a better profession. Okay, so kohen katan, Magen Avraham says no problem in kiddashta. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a kasha when it comes to baal mum. Kohen baal mum can't do avoda. There is a mitzvah in kiddashta. So they point out the stira in the stira of Magen Avraham.
There is or isn't?
There is a stira. Because the Magen Avraham says that you do not have to be mechabed the kohen katan, but you do have to be mechabed the kohen baal mum. So what's the difference? So they bring down two different, in Dirshu, footnote 178, they bring down two opinions that basically say the same thing, very similar, that a baal mum, even though it doesn't do avodah, he gets a chelek of the karban. He gets to eat from the karban. Now, katan also is allowed to eat, but it's just because he's like, you know, tagging along with his father. He doesn't get his own portion. There's no mitzvah for him to eat. I'm combining the two reasons brought down over the end. So a baal mum basically has more of a sheikhas to the avodah. They can't do actual avodah. He has more of a sheikhas to avodah, and therefore the Magen Avraham can say that you have to be mechabed the kohen baal mum. Masha'inkein, the katan really is kind of out of the game. And therefore, you don't have to mechabed the kohen katan. So, yeah, what to add, Reb Shimon? Okay, so that is the conclusion over here of kuf chaf ches. Now we're going to get into kuf chaf tes. Kuf chaf tes is built off of daf chavav in Tainis. The Mishnah says that there are three times a year where the Kohanim duchen four times a day. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. Those are the four times a day they're going to duchen. What are the three times a year? Tainis, Ma'amados. We're not going to discuss what that is. And Yom Kippur. Oh, but there's no Musaf on a Tainis. Okay, the Gemara goes through it. We're not going to get into it right now. Then the Gemara points out that there's really three opinions. This is Shitas Reb Meir. But the Chachamim, which is Reb Yehuda hold, Shachris and Musaf have duchening. Mincha, Ne'ilah, no duchening. Rabbi Yossi holds Ni'ila has Dochening, Mincha does not have Dochening. Gemara says, well, what are they arguing about? Mincha. Okay, so Remeir, the first sheet goes like this. On a fast day, well, what's the problem with Dochening? The problem is the Kohen's not allowed to be drunk. They're not allowed to drink. So Remeir holds, it's a fast day. There's no drinking, he can Dochen four times, the whole time, four times a day, whatever. As many tefillahs as there are, he can Dochen. But in general, you can't duchen at mincha. Because mincha is a time where, you know, I just had a good lunch, maybe had a little too much vodka, we might be Russian, and who knows? Rabbi Huda says, even on a tainus, you're not allowed to duchen. Why? So it's a fast day. He's not eating. He's a good boy. He's not eating. But it's a gzeira, because usually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you may have had a little vodka at lunch, so even on a fast day where you didn't drink and you didn't have lunch, there's a gzeira not to duchen. And then Rabbi Yossi holds that gzeira is by mincha and not by ni'ila. Some say halacha kirab meir, the Gemara passing is halacha kirab Yossi, which means that you're not allowed to duchen at mincha on a fast day. Then the Gemara says, oh, but nowadays we duchen mincha on a fast day. So the Gemara says, nowadays, that the Kohanim duchen at mincha. So this is a little bit interesting. I'm going to say like this. So it seems like in the olden days, they used to daven early mincha. Even though when you learn Hilchas Mincha, it seems to say you're really supposed to daven late mincha. But the meaning was to daven early mincha. So it seems. And on a fast day, they would daven late mincha, right before Shkia. And since the daven mincha is so late, right before Shkia, it kind of looks like Ni'ila. And since it kind of looks like Ni'ila, so it's not like a din mincha, it's like a din ni'ila, and therefore you're allowed to duchen. And that's basically the halacha. What comes out of this halacha is what seems to come out, according to most poskim, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner, is that is there duchening at mincha on a fast day? It depends. If you're davening right before Shkia, a late mincha ketana, so then you duchen. But if you're davening early mincha, like in yeshivas, they daven early, no duchening. The Chazon Ish says, no. Once they said that you can duchen at mincha, because mincha is usually late, even if you daven mincha early, it's going to be okay. I think in the Tzivayi, depending which rabbi is there, they either do or do not do. I think Rav Katz will not duchen by mincha gedola, right?
He does?
You sure? Many yeshivas duchen, that's what I do? Okay. So, most people follow Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Vosner, that's the standard Mahalach. The others that follow the Chazon Ish, what do they do in Panovich? They follow the Chazon Ish? Right there. Okay, anyway, the Chazon Ish held that they're allowed to duchen even by Mincha Gedola. Most people do not do that, but because maybe Mikra Din, it's Mutter, they would say the Kena of the Kev Aseinu and the Kohanim do not duchen.
Here we don't duchen.
Like the Pashtas. Okay. So now we're ready for Kuf Chaf Tes. Be'ezet Filos Nosim Kapayim Tu Seifim Aleph. Ein Nesis Kapayim Ela B'Shachas U'Musuf U'B'Ni'ila B'Yom Sheyesh Bo'Ni'ila Kamo B'Yom Kippur. Aval Lo B'Mincha. Why no duchening at mincha? Mishum de shchicha shichras ba'osa shah. Because mincha time is drinking time. Shemi a kohen shikr. Maybe the kohen will be shikr. Oh, but it's a fast day. We don't drink on a fast day. Because be mincha shel tainis atu minchas shah yamim. But it's a gzera. Don't duchen a mincha on a fast day, because you might come to duchen a mincha on a regular day, and you might be drunk. Mishabura points out that when it comes to Ni'ila, which is very late in the day, the last few words of Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph, Vuhu Kishu Adayin Yom. Okay, now this is a big issue for us in, I don't remember what they do in America, but wow, I don't think they're doing Ni'ila in America. By Yom Kippur. I don't know. But actually, it's a big deal. And the issue points it out in footnote 1. You're not going to duchen at night because the duchening is connected to the avod. There's no avod that night. So they pointed out. So here they say that you can be makel in Eretz Yisrael until 13 and a half minutes after Shkia and still call it day for duchening purposes. Even though chatchila, you shouldn't play that game, but b'diavad, you can play that game over there by duchening. But what we do by us here in Beis Moshe, basically they skip the slichos part of Ni'ila. They jump to the end of Ni'ila, meaning they skip the slichos, which makes us finish Chazaras Hashatz very quickly, so we can get to duchening before Shkia. And after the duchening, we go back to the slichos that we skip, because that you could say after Shkia, but duchening should not be after Shkia.
that just for the duchening.
That's what they do there. That's what they do. They do it for the duchening, so the duchening should be before a shkia.
That's in the Gemara that's also.
Shkoya. Okay, Mishmas if Katan Gimel points out. Shemayah Kohen Shikr, Shishtakim Sidatso, he drank too much at lunch. The Shikr also to see his companion. Now, what about Musaf? You're allowed to make Kiddush before Musaf. Mashayin came, but Musaf lo gazu. The Kevah also this so through this Kevah called the Musaf. Before Musaf, you're allowed to make Kiddush, you're allowed to eat up to a kibbetza of, let's say, pas or pas of a kistin. But you're not allowed to sit down and have a whole cake, a whole pas of a kistin, you know. A suda, a whole big suda. And therefore, it's the only motikim ti'ima ba'alma. And therefore, leka lamecha shishikra. So it is theoretically possible, it's not possible, let's say, for a kohen to be drunk before shachas, because now they're to eat. It's possible for him to be drunk before musaf, because you're allowed to eat before musaf. But because you're not allowed to eat that much, so the chazal did not make a gzera. But there's one time a year where kohanim may drink too much before musaf, which is Simchas Torah. Simcha of Torah, some people confuse the Simcha of Torah with the Simcha of drinking. And they drink more than they should. And they, you know, they make a Kiddush. So, there, if a coin, so, there's no Gzeira on Musaf. So, in theory, you're allowed to duchen at Musaf. If the coin had what to drink, so for sure he's not allowed to duchen. I don't know what to do with Lamaisa. I don't remember if the Kohanim here duchen at Simcha of Torah. Either they're just careful not to drink anything alcoholic, or maybe they don't duchen at all. I don't remember. Oh, it's a Mishabur. Mishabur Sivkotan, I'm sorry, something else. My brain went elsewhere. Mishabur Sivkotan, hey. So, Mincha on a fast day, they don't duchen by Mincha Gedola because he might come to duchen on a regular Mincha where he had what to eat. The fee, Mishabur Sivkotan, the fee should be Yom Shishbo Ne'ila Mispali Mincha Ba'ode Yom Gado. When there's Ne'ila, so there's Ne'ila is right before Shkia, so Mincha is bumped earlier. Kedei Da'at Ne'ila Kodim Shkia Tzacham. Lechem Mishchalefes Yibbe Mincha Shashara Yomim. So he says, "Shehayu nogim ganga l'spal ba'ode yom gadol." They used to daven mincha early, which is very strange. When you learn Hilchas Mincha, Reish Lama Beis talks about how the carbon was brought later, so you should daven mincha later. I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss that question. Midei sheyu rotzim lechol achakach she'asel lechol kol tfilas mincha. Oh, balagan. Second Mishnah in Gemara Shabbos, and this is again Reish Lama Beis over there. But not eating before mincha. A whole discussion. Mincha gadol, mincha ktana, big suda, little suda, blah, 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 blah. Hopefully we'll get there in a year from now. But therefore, they tried to daven mincha early because they wanted to eat and they didn't want to run through the whole sugya of eating before davening. So maybe they would daven early mincha. And therefore, if you daven early mincha on a fast day, you might confuse the two and come to duchen on a regular day when he might have had something to drink at lunch. Masha'en came when you daven mincha later in the day, so it kind of looks like ne'ila, and that's going to be better. I'm back in the upstairs in the machaber. About betainis she'en bo ne'ila by a tainis where there's no ne'ila. Hold to this mincha samach l'shkias achama, so they're going to daven mincha samach l'shkias achama. He don't believe to this ne'ila. It's similar to ne'ila. The enem is chalefes be mincha shoshayamim, and you won't come to confuse it with other minchas which you usually daven earlier. Therefore, there's going to be duchening. Which represent the Chorban Beis HaMikdash and Tainis Esther, Vitzom Esther. And here, Dirshu points out in footnote 3, what if a Kohen, for medical reasons, can't fast? Is he allowed to duchen or not? So here brings down that the Pre-Chodesh Kavachayim, Eina Ola the Duchenim Shar Kohanim. If it's a fast day, if he's not fasting. However, Makor Chaim, Ginez Vradim, he threw the coins at Lisa as Kappa. So this is Machoikis. If it's a fast day, and it's, let's see, late Mincha, everyone agrees, Duchening, but this coin is not fasting for medical reasons. And Rav Tukachinsky has a compromise. He says that if there's no other Kohen, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman clarified, if there's no other two Kohanim, right, we want there to be Duchening, we want there to be Duchening on a Daraisa level according to everyone, which needs at least two Kohanim. So if you have two Kohanim, he should not Duchen. Otherwise, we will allow him to get up and Duchen. Okay, now the Ramah, now according to the Machaber, there's Duchening in Chutz Laretz, even during the week, during the year, all year long. Rama told us we only duchen on Yontif at Musaf, so this whole discussion is not really relevant. So the Rama said, "Minik shalanek v'nisbal le'ah b'simin kuf chaf ches." And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ches, Ratzilome She'ei Nosin Kapayim Klav B'Medina Sefachai B'Sah Shana. We in Radin, in Poland, in Russia, in France and Germany, we don't duchin all year round. Rak b'yomim tovim. And even in yomim tovim, gamze rak b'tzilas musaf. Umikol makom kol adinim haniskarim b'sif hazeh. So you want to just tear up the whole sif? No. Nafkamina gam the didan the inyan amiras elikin of the kavaseinu. Because in chutzot, when they don't duchin, but they should duchin, they say elikin of the kavaseinu. So all this discussion, the nafkamina is elikin of the kavaseinu. Lefiyam avur the el b'sim and kuf chavzayin do zvan shabroi midina lisa kapayin armin of the kavaseinu. So therefore, even though they're not duchening by mincha in chutzlaretz, the Ashkenazim, but they will say elikinu velikavaseinu. Okay, that's Sif Al. That's the Sif Beis. Kohen Sha'avar Va'ala L'Dochin V'Yom HaKippurim B'Mincha, where they weren't supposed to go up. Kevin Shadav Yadua She'ein Shem Shichas. Everyone knows that no one's getting drunk on Yom Kippur. Harez, so if he went up, he wasn't supposed to go up, but he went up. Harez, he knows his Kapov, he's allowed to Dochin. V'Emaridin Asa, we don't pull him down. Why not? Even though he wasn't supposed to do it. Me'achshad Shalom Yomu Posulhu U'lekach Horiduhu. That means when there's Ni'ila, we don't duchen at mincha. Because mincha, I mean, you can still daven mincha after mincha k'tana, but when there's ni'ila, we don't duchen at mincha, because then it reminds us of other minchas. So here, he shouldn't duchen, but we're not going to pull him down, because if we pull him down, people are going to think, oh, we just found out some nasty story about his mother. And therefore, ne'chshad shelo yomru pasuhu ulakach horiduhu. Even though we don't duchen mincha on Yom Kippur, we duchen in Ni'ila. What do we do here? I don't know.
Yeah,
we duchen Ni'ila? Not mincha?
Yes.
You sure? How do you know that?
I
also down here. Okay, very good. Good for you. I have no recollection whatsoever. Okay, very good. The chayin omen b'mincha b'yom kippur l'kein of the kavaseinu. Afagav de'ein roi l'isa kapai l'nasias kapai. M'kabakam holvim ala l'yerin mikri k'saz roi the chayin nogi medinas elu afapi sheyei shchokin. So the meaning is to say l'kein of the kavaseinu, even though you could say we're going to duchen at ni'ila, and if we're not going to duchen at ni'ila, we'll say l'kein of the kavaseinu at ni'ila and not mincha. But since if the coin goes up for mincha b'di'evi, we're going to leave him up. So not everyone agrees with this, but since it's a little bit ra'ui to see us kapayim, even though we're not supposed to do it, but the evet we would do it if the situation would arise, and that's enough for us to say alakin alakavaseinu. And that was the minig in Krakow, and if it's good enough for the Rama, it should be good enough for us.